WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Battle Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now...
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell... Ow! What the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
That we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, we'll give you it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. It's a Thursday night. We're here to talk about WrestlePalooza, which airs this Saturday. Live on ESPN app with ESPN Unlimited and Netflix internationally. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsay. We're coming to WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv, slash WCA Live to interact with us live tonight because we got stuff to talk about.
We do. We have news. We have notes. We have WrestlePalooza, everybody. We'll be doing that later. But... we do have stuff we have to talk about.
We do.
So let's jump right into the news. Back to our friends over at MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And we have to talk about the biggest news, which we all kind of knew. It was kind of a bad secret because they announced it ahead of time. But we have to talk about the big news that came out last week, which is that WrestleMania 43 is officially heading to Saudi. I think we've all known this one was coming for quite a while. It's not a huge surprise. I thought maybe that London would get it before Saudi, but apparently not.
When the number is says the streets, $250 million. You are going to bring your event to that country, to that city because $250 million.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. Royal Rumble's $100 million, and that's a one-night show.
So I'm not sure. $125 a night?
That I'm not sure about, because they did not say anywhere that it was a two-night show.
It's got to be two nights.
It doesn't have to be two nights.
You're correct. It doesn't have to be, but since the last few years have been two nights, I would think the Saudis would expect it to be two nights.
Or you get the same content in a longer stretch of time. So a six-hour show instead of two, 3.5 hours. I don't know. It's just,
no, I don't think they're going to get away with that.
It all depends on what is put out there, whatever they have to do, because it's quite telling that for a lot of things in the last couple of years, they like to go out in front of the public and announce big news, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had the big spectacle to kick off WrestleMania 40 launch in Las Vegas, where we had a packed ballroom or whatever they did when they did the Rock and Roman thing. Right,
mm-hmm.
and set up the big tag match, and they do all these big press conferences out in front of the people. There were no people at this announcement in Vegas.
There
weren't even reporters. They were just talking to a camera. There were no reporters there. They were just talking straight to a camera. There were a couple of people, reporters there asking questions, but nothing like there was nothing really major there going on. They weren't filming it, like nothing was being put out there like, hey, here's the content, here's a bit, because they knew the reaction. And if you watched the live stream, everyone was not thrilled.
No, this kind of went over like a lead balloon. Like it really did. Like it, nobody outside of, I think, the people in the room were happy, and even some of the wrestlers were questionable, because you looked at their faces and you could kind of tell that some of them didn't look pleased. That could just be jet lag. But the community on the whole is not happy about this for a multitude of reasons. I don't blame them for really any of them, because it's like I said before, we all knew at some point WrestleMania would go international. Like, there's just too much money on the table from literally everywhere else in the world for them to continue to keep it in the United States. So it makes sense that at some point they will take it somewhere else. But we thought, like I said, we thought it would be like London, or they would do it somewhere in Europe first. And then they might branch out to Saudi, but like obviously Saudi like whipped out the checkbook on this one, and it creates a host of complications for I think everybody involved, just in terms of like timing, because at least for here on the East Coast, it's going to be like 3 o'clock in the afternoon that the show starts, which isn't
earlier.
Too bad.
It's going to be like it's going to be more closer to like noon on the East Coast, 9 a.m.
for West.
Yeah,
which that. And here's the thing, if they do like a 6-hour show, that's going to fuck your whole day. That just fucks your whole day right there. I'm sorry. Like, that's why I'm kind of hoping they do two, because at least if they do three and three,
four and four.
Yeah. But even then, like, you still get some of your day back, at least for like the East Coast, and then for West Coast, you still have some of your day. Because you're giving up 2 days for it versus one day where it's like you're losing 6 hours watching wrestling.
But all right, so I'm just going to put this out there. It's going to be probably bottom tier. If you did a tier list, it's going to be on the bottom tier of WrestleManias in history. It's going to put it out there.
You're just going to throw that out there.
And it's not in terms of what WrestleMania is supposed to be. Putting it out there, because it's not going to feel like WrestleMania. It's going to be early. It's going to feel different. Rumble's going to feel different, but WrestleMania will feel different because you won't get the hype, because the audience won't be the audience that it is for WrestleMania. What makes WrestleMania WrestleMania? It's the audience. You're going to get a different crowd, and they're allowed to have their crowd, and they'll be loud and they'll do their thing. But there's an expectation with WrestleMania to be this loud and obnoxious crowd. And they'll be loud and salty and whatever, but it won't have that feel. So that's why part of it is gonna feel, it's not gonna, it's gonna feel like a show. It's just not gonna feel like WrestleMania. in ring, probably one of the top five of all time. The work will be great. It's not the work that's going to feel. It's going to be the atmosphere that an early show with an audience that is not what you're expecting for it to be. It's going to be different. And it's going to just feel like a regular show. It's not going to feel like WrestleMania. And WWE is probably aware of that because they were trying to get a WrestleMania 2. They were trying to do two WrestleManias in 2027. One here and one there. And they were like, no.
No, that's too greedy.
No, because they knew. Because they want to do something for the fans. Which is why WrestlePalooza, they're banking on to be a big show. So that WrestlePalooza can be a big thing in 2 years, so it's like a big WrestlePalooza that can influence and make something special. I say that it seems like size of what's going to be on the show because they're paying so much on the show. Rather, I mean, who is on the show? Again, that's all they're right, but also a lot of that's just speculation. They could say they're going to offer The Rock $25 million to go wrestle. Doesn't mean Dwayne has to go do it. They want to offer Steve Austin $25 million to go wrestle. Doesn't mean he has to do it. They can offer whoever they want. The person has to be physically able to do it. So, like, until we get there, all the rumors of, hey, they're offering this person, that person money to go do it, it's not a thing until we get... We got time. We got 18 months for, like, hey, this is what we're doing.
Yeah, and that's the key. Like, they have to figure all that out. Now, will they bring some big names over to make appearances? Yes, definitely. In fact, to speculate, because he's on the board at least for right now, I would not be surprised if Dwayne does not roll up to just appear in some capacity, whether it's privately at some of the events that they hold or even publicly. I don't think he'll be doing signings and that kind of thing, but I'm sure he would show up at the show in Saudi for what they're paying for it. That I wouldn't put that past him, just because it's like, you go over, you be the representative for the company, you speak on behalf of TKO, because he could be there for TKO and not necessarily WWE, and he can be their representative. In terms of the audience, I'm going to reserve judgment on that. And the only reason I say that is because you've got the European audience that typically comes over. They could get to Saudi.
It would probably be
about this. If they're allowed to, that is a valid point. Because we don't know what the world's going to look like then. So if they're allowed to go, I'm sure they will go. Like, that's the thing. But, so okay, I'm going to reserve judgment and wait on the crowd.
The reason I say that, because tickets are sold differently for those shows. So they not be offered outside of there. That was the point.
Oh, no, they'll offer them international.
Not for 250. Saudi might get... Not for 250. They probably may just, here's tickets and put people in. Unless they want to open it up. But if they want to bring people in for Riot or season, whatever it's called, by all means. But
it depends on what the intention...
I have questions, that's all. I just have questions about it. Because I don't know.
I think it depends on what the intent of all of this is. Is this just bringing in WWE WrestleMania for the Saudi crowd? And if they believe they can fill that stadium with purely Saudi, which they've proven they can in the past, go ahead, right? But I feel like you do something like this to encourage tourism into Saudi Arabia, right? Because they know it's a massive international event. And to close it off and make it a local event only when there's money honestly to be made, because we all know WrestleMania is an economic boost. It lifts up wherever it's going to be, and it brings in massive amounts of money in terms of everybody coming in for the show. So for the Saudis to be like, nah, we're not going to go for any of that after shelling out, like, I understand they have the money, they can do it, but to not use it as an economic boost or not use it as a tourism boost seems a little off to me. Now, it could be that they offer the tickets to the locals first and then they open it up international. That could be it. But I fully expect there to be a level of international audience there, even if it's only regional.
Riot season might bring in a lot of people. It might be. I'll reserve judgment, but I just have bad feelings about it, and there's something special about WrestleMania, and I just feel like this one's gonna lack it. But let's see what happens with the Royal Rumble. The Royal Rumble will be the proving ground, because if Royal Rumble feels the same then we're good. If Royal Rumble feels off because it's over there, we kind of have an idea. What's up. So we'll figure that out.
Yeah. I mean, specific people are not happy about this. I'm not necessarily happy about this. Like, it's going to be difficult. It's going to be inconvenient. But then again, we've always been spoiled because it's always been here in the US and it's been inconvenient for literally the rest of the world. So it's our turn now, I guess. But like, I'm going to reserve judgment. Let's see how Rumble goes. Let's see what they do for Rumble, because that will be a really good tell for how Mania will run. Because, you know, as we've seen in the past, with them going over, the events get smoother and smoother every time, and they generally go very well. So we'll see. We'll see what this does. But yeah, a big move from WWE in terms of heading to Saudi for WrestleMania 43. So wish them luck.
But the bodysuits, they've grown with them. I see the point, but they've gotten better with them. Better than it was. We'll go with that.
It's better than it was. Honestly, the bodysuits don't really bother me. The only thing that really kind of like upsets me about it is the fact that they've got to be hot as fuck. But depending on who wrestles, right? Like, depending on who wrestles, you're going to get a different style of bodysuit. Like, I think it was Zoe Stark that I think handled it the best in terms of how hers looked, right? Because a lot of the girls go for like the latex or the spandex or the super shiny bodysuit, and they're like reflective. And so it's like, in that instance, yeah, it's a little distracting. It doesn't necessarily work, especially when we're used to seeing them in what we're used to seeing them in. But if it's, they do something where it's like they wear regular clothes, I think it's going to be fine. It's like Nia Jax wrestles in a bodysuit and it's not a problem. So I think it just depends on how they do it and how they handle the gear. And it might be that maybe they get a lesser restriction. I doubt it. But like, they could get special permission from the government to be like, hey, can we just maybe lift this just like a smidge?
They also have 16 months to make gear now.
Yeah. So they can get this all taken care of and buttoned up and it'll be fine. But yeah, like my only concern, like I said, my only concern with the bodysuits is the fact that I'm sure they get excessively hot in them and it can't be easy to work in them. So go the girls. So yeah, we'll see. And rather a head scratching moment, because again, this was random and sudden and nobody's really sure why. Andrade was released by WWE.
Yeah, there was a wellness violation in between, thrown in. He was escorted out of SmackDown at one point, ruined some plans. He thanked them. So who knows what the real story is? Time will tell what actually happened. But Andrade's run, he had a year and so left on his contract. No longer there. Unfortunate.
Do we know if him and her are on amicable terms or if that was a bad split?
I don't think it was a good split, but I don't think that had anything to do with it. I mean,
it's got to be awkward working with your ex.
I mean, that's very true, but sometimes you just get along to get along and you're not really in the same locker rooms. I don't know. You just... Yeah, there's a lot to the story. Sports Illustrated had a lot of it, but... It's a weird one.
It was just random because it's like he got a wellness policy violation and then he just left. And it's like, well, but you get 3 or more depending on who you are. So like, it's but
there
not.
Was an, there, like, there was yeah. an argument and stuff. And I don't know. Stuff happens. It's wrestling.
The question is did he request to leave or was it a mutual parting of the ways where they kind of maybe like bought him out of his contract?
Oh, he was released. It was not mutual. He was let go.
So this was a facilitation of a career decision.
Yeah, this was we're going to let you go.
Yeah. So at some point, like, he was very classy about it. He didn't trash them. He didn't, like, make accusations. Yet. He didn't do anything yet.
Yeah.
But
he's good at
yet, that. Yet is the cure.
He's good at not burning the bridge. So.
Yeah, like, I think he understands business. I think there's also a shot for him to potentially go over to AAA. Depending on the situation there, or to go anywhere else that he wants to go, like TNA, for example, because both of them have, you know, WWE owns AAA.
I don't, but he will not be in either one. He'll be at CMLL and somewhere else. He's not going to TNA or AAA because he was not even, because he wasn't even mentioned to bring in for this, them owning AAA. So, not happening.
Okay, then. Well, best of luck, Andrade, in your future endeavors. May you do well. And no, he won't go back to AEW.
Never say never.
Never say never, but they didn't do anything with him the first time.
Yet him and MJF are squawking at the mouth at each other, setting up something probably for CMLL. But he can always go back to Uncle Tony.
Oh yeah, Tony will always take him back. But like, they, when he got let go the first time and he went over there, everybody was like, oh, watch, they're going to turn him into a star. They're going to turn him into a star. And then it was so like, I don't know.
Never say never.
We'll see. And last but not least, for WWE, War and Treaty, never heard of them, will perform God Bless America at WrestlePalooza this weekend. Hold on, I have to live Google them. Oh, they're cute.
They did something. I don't remember where they... Did they do WWE before? They may have done the Super Bowl. Oh, they did something. But, yeah.
I don't know. They're cute.
So they'll be performing... What was it? God Bless America? Yeah. They'll be performing God Bless America. WrestlePalooza, which means they're trying to make this a big deal if they're going to have a God Bless America at the show.
Right. They were on The Voice.
Okay. All right, congrats to them. So we'll see them this Saturday.
No, and American Idol and a bunch of other stuff. Okay. But yes, we will see them this Saturday. And it will be good, and it will be awesome, and it will be amazing. So go check it out. Speaking of AEW, moving on to AEW, Kira Hogan is no longer with AEW.
She hasn't been doing anything with them for a year. She's doing some other show at the moment. She also got injured. This might have been as simple as a contract expiration, but she's no longer with the company.
Which is sad, but best of luck to her. May it work out for her, and she move on to bigger and better and greater things. And with that, we are going to take our first break of the... Well, our only break, maybe. We only take one. So when we come back, we are going to be talking about WrestlePalooza, which is Saturday. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free. Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheep. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This just into the CB Radio News Desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw post show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line.
Did you know you can use support a creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop?
That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop. That's a hashtag ad, because we are a hashtag epic partner.
This is WWE superstar Drew McIntyre, and you are listening to the Rack Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, we are back to talk about WrestlePalooza, which is this Saturday, live, making its debut on the ESPNs, the special one, the special app, not the regular.
It's not on the linear television. It is not on ESPN Select. You cannot get it that way. What you need to do is no one tells you what you gotta do. So you need to download the ESPN app, and it's gonna be very confusing when you do, because what do you gotta do? Well, you gotta get you subscribe for ESPN Unlimited. That is the plan to get to watch WWE events. It is available $30 a month. Unless it is part of your television provider package, which it is very limited at this point, because ESPN was not ready to have all the contracts sewed together for this launch for live content of this magnitude. Now they were waiting for next year to have all the ducks in a row by the end of the year for the kickoff for the next season, but we're here. So we're here now. We're here. So it's like Hulu Live TV. Well, the NFL Network's another year. You're at least a year or two away from the NFL Network. There's no one to blame. They have a win. They have to get the like contractual rights with other cable providers and get everyone to agree. Till they do. And I think they were banking for WrestleMania to have it all like together for wrestling fans. There's a million people who have already signed up for this based on whatever ESPN's off. So they're getting people. And that does not include people connecting. If you have Fios, Hulu Live TV, Fubo, and there's one other. They've got people to subscribe because people want baseball, people want the NBA, they want the college football, they want all this stuff. So people are subscribing. A million is not... It's a lot of people, but it's also not a lot of people based on what they're projecting. But for 15 days in, whatever it's been, it's not a bad thing. But wrestling fans are very picky in particular on their stuff, so it's going to cause a headache. ESPN's very excited. They're doing a kickoff show, like a Road to WrestlePalooza show tomorrow on ESPN2. There'll be one before the WWE stuff on Saturday on their socials. They have Tyrese Halliburton going to be one of the analysts. They have a bunch of people all to do a bunch of different things. They're going to do Sports Center from WrestlePalooza, the site of WrestlePalooza tomorrow. So ESPN's all in. WWE is very cautious about the launch because they know a lot of people aren't going to be able to see it because their audience is a little stingy, but they're going to figure it out. This is a big event. ESPN is full gangbusters on trying to make this their first big event since they're sending people there to. And they've had WWE, they've had AJ, the Usos, Cody Rhodes, on sports centers all week long. So they're like ramping it up. They're getting people there to talk about it. They had Rollins on one day too, doing all the morning shows and stuff. So They're doing the push, and they're kind of telling people how to get it, but WWE needs to do a better job telling people, hey, you need to get the ESPN Unlimited. Just because you're saying you're on ESPN doesn't mean you're actually on ESPN. You're on ESPN Unlimited. It's the app. It's a thing. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of confusion.
I mean, go ahead.
No, it's just going to be a lot of confusion for a lot of people come Saturday, and Twitter's going to be full of a lot of complaints. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, we did talk about this already when this got announced. It did get moved up because WWE's contract with Peacock ended early, so ESPN was not ready to have WWE come in and begin using the service for their PLEs. So there is a little bit of a confusion in that in terms of what they're going to do. And that's why some of the contracts aren't set up, because it's like, we thought we had more time. We didn't have more time. None of this, all of this was projected to be later. And here we are, because and we've said it again before, $30 a month is hard to swallow. It's really hard to swallow for a lot of people, especially right now in the current economy, in the current climate. It's difficult, right? Like, it's expensive, especially when you've, for a lot of people, or I shouldn't say a lot, but for some people, they weren't paying anything for Peacock, right, to watch PLEs. Peacock was just rolled into your service.
It is
for
it
specific
is
providers.
For the main providers, yeah. Especially for Xfinity.
Yeah, for
Xfinity, it's rolled in.
Yeah, like five, it's just part of your bill.
I have it like five different ways. It's part of my bill. It's like I could have got it as a reward. It's part of my internet service agreement. I just got a new one for like 2 years with it. So it's like, here's 24 more months of Peacock. I'm also paying for it technically on a stream play thing because it's a bundle, part of a bundle. I could have multiple Peacocks just because they want you to have it. It's there. It's a service. So you weren't.
Yeah, they want
paying.
You to have it. They wanted.
And it was very affordable. Was.
Keyword.
They're raising their price to $10.99 a month. Was for everything just skyrockets and goes up. So yeah, it's going to be an adjustment. Also, like how this is nothing to do with WWE, but this is AEW. They're promoting their pay per views on HBO with a subscriber discount. You can get it for $40 a pay per view. A subscriber discount.
That's not a deal. I'm sorry.
It's not. Like,
$30 is not a deal, but like $40 is definitely not a deal.
$10 off of $7. Okay, could be real. Most people, I don't think, are paying $9.99 for HBO Max. I think most people are paying $17 for HBO Max because
probably
they don't want ads.
Yeah,
I know this because that's how much HBO Max will cost me now because they took it out of my bundle.
Rude.
So I don't have Max anymore, but that's a whole other issue. So the pay per view itself is $50. Traditionally on Amazon, on pay-per-view.com or wherever, it's $50. So your subscriber discount's $40 plus the $17, you're actually spending more. Or it's equal. It's not a discount. Anyway, let's get to the PLE, because let's get to it.
Pricing sucks, but yes. If you're going to watch it here in the US just one more time, you need to get the ESPN Unlimited. Or limited, or whatever the fuck it's called.
Unlimited.
It's not the linear channel. It's the new app thingy.
And
if you go into the,
and it's not Select, which was the former ESPN Plus. It's not that. It's Unlimited.
Yes, like they will actually prompt you if you have a Disney Plus account. They will prompt you about it when you go into it. You can update it. ESPN's app, like on your phone, I think will also tell you about it. But you need if you're going to do it. If you want to do it, that's how you get it. That's how you sign up for it. That's the easiest way to do it. If you do not have the app, then if you don't have Unlimited, then you're kind of SOL on this one, which kind of sucks. Like, I wish they could have shown it on both ESPN and Peacock for at least a little while. Like, I understand the deal ran out, but just for the transition period, like, have like one or two on both. And then move it over like the first of the year, maybe,
or put it on linear.
Yeah, or have it on linear. But like the fact that like everybody's kind of scrambling and nobody knows what to do, it's a little inconvenient. So hopefully they get that worked out.
And it's not. But let's talk. And it's not people. It's a little bit scrambling, but it's also not very intuitive of explaining it.
Oh no, they're bad at explaining it.
They're very bad at explaining. They're very bad at explaining it. ESPN's doing a tiny bit better job this week of explaining it because everything was just on ESPN. That's how they were saying it. Also, ESPN's branding of it is just is ESPN in all one place. If you have it, you have it. But if you're paying for cable, you should have it. Anyway, pay-per-view.
Yeah, they need...
Let's get to the PLA.
Just really quickly.
Go ahead.
One more point. One more point, then we'll do the pay-per-view, I promise. They need to bring the TV stuff online. They need to bring the service providers online if they want this to work and if they want this to grow. Like, that's just... That's it.
And they
you
said
have
by
to
the,
do that.
And they, by the end of the year, they hope.
Yeah, and I understand that that is a tricky situation. It's difficult to negotiate. Things got moved up, what have you, but... There's a window right now that people are willing to sign up. They're willing to spend the money. They're willing to do that. But if you really want to grow the app, you need to roll it into all of the packages. You just need to set it all up. You need to get it all taken care of. You need to be expedient about it. So do the thing.
And tell the people how to get it.
Yes. And be explicitly clear. You know what? Dear ESPN, if you are within the sound of our voices, we will be happy to make an instructional video that tells people how to get the ESPN Unlimited app. We would be happy to do that if you would pay us.
If you write the check, we'll do it. We'll make a PowerPoint presentation. Anyway.
I can make a PowerPoint, just saying.
Let's talk about the show.
All right. We have 5 matches on this show.
For now.
All of them are going to be bangers. Yes, for now. But all of them... Aside from maybe one, I should rephrase, are going to be bangers. So I'm just going to start.
I say they're all going to be bangers. Just, it may hurt with one of them. Anyway, let's talk about it.
It may hurt with one of them. So let's open up and talk about it. The singles match for the vacant Women's World Championship. We have Io Sky taking on Stephanie Vaquer. This is going to be so fucking good. This is going to be tremendously good. I hope this opens the show.
It is not opening the show.
Damn it.
They've announced what's opening the show.
What is opening the show?
What they were tagging as the main event, the featured match, is John Cena versus Brock Lesnar is opening the show, apparently.
Oh, Brock wants to leave early. Got it.
Yep. They were tagging it for 2 weeks on ESPN as the main event. And now Pat McAfee today said... Know what's opening the show? John Cena versus Brock Lesnar.
I'm shocked. I mean, we all kind of knew that was coming.
We'll get that. We'll get there because I have opinions. And not what you think. Stephanie, she'd be really good. We were talking a little bit about it Sunday, and you could do the status quo and give it to Io. But if you want to make someone, you give it to Stephanie. And I think they're in a position where I don't think Io needs the belt back, especially if she's in this program where she's feuding with Asuka, and her are kind of having some issues. Asuka's very unhappy with Io. And it's going to lead to some sort of tag match, I think, with the Kabuki Warriors taking the Io Sky and a partner, Rhea Ripley, at some point, maybe in Australia. Talk about that on Sunday. And then you could leave Stephanie to do Women's World Champion things.
Like you do.
This has been a career year for her. She's been the NXT North America Champion. She's been the NXT Women's Champion. And I think ending her year as the Women's World Champion, or winning it this year, would be a nice little icing on the cake for a really good 2025, a very spectacular run that she would have had. And you could do other... This will take Io and Rhea and the Kabuki Warriors out of the Women's World title picture for a little bit, adding another storyline to the show that doesn't have to revolve around the Women's World title. You can then have Stephanie, whether they're doing the crown jewel gimmick of, hey, we're doing champion versus champion, so it would be Stephanie versus Tiffany at crown jewel in 2-3 weeks, whatever it is, and then have the world champion versus the WWE champion for the men as well. So it'd be Cody and Seth, most likely, at that show, if they go with that gimmick, even though it was a Saudi thing. If they want to go back and run it. I think Stephanie should win. That's my thought.
I'm going to second that. I don't think Io winning would be status quo at all, just because she had the title right before Naomi.
But it is status quo because she's a multi-time champion. She's like reliable. She's the status quo. She's the reliable champion. You can always bank on her. That's what I mean by the status quo of it.
Yes. But in terms of like this match, I think we all... We're sort of looking at it as when the original match was, what it was going to be, Naomi versus Stephanie in Paris. It was like, that was really intriguing because they had just put the title on Naomi with Money in the Bank. Stephanie is still and was at that time super duper hot in terms of her crowd appeal, in terms of like just everybody wanting to see her. Like, she's over. She's over. She's had a whirlwind year, epic career, as you said, career making year. And so it's like, are they going to pull the trigger on her or are they not? Because it's, you just did the thing with Naomi, but you've got Stephanie coming in. And it kind of sort of was looking like it was going to be Stephanie's time. And then all of it got delayed because of Naomi's wonderful blessing. And so now we're back here where it's like, okay, all right, we have Io and we have Stephanie vying for the vacant title. And I know what people are going to want to see because I want to see it. And it's all about me, right? I'm kidding. But like, I want to see Stephanie win because I think that will be the right reaction. Like, Io would be good. Io would be fine. She would be wonderful. She was a great champion before. She will be a great champion again at some point. But the intriguing play is Stephanie Vaquer and what that will do to the division on the whole, especially since the Raw Women's division is incredibly competitive. And it brings in a whole bunch of fresh matchups at the top of the card for people to go against Stephanie, right? Because she just, it's Stephanie Vaquer. Like, they've made her into that next it girl. And they've just strapped the rocket to her and made her really one of the faces of the brand. And yes, the results speak for themselves. And so when you're going to do that with someone, it makes sense to have her out there with that title, right? Because you can do all those feel good moments where like she goes home again with the women's world title for Raw. And she's like, I won this, because she can be the first Chilean to have ever won it. Right.
Yeah.
So like, you have a lot of like career and personal defining moments that you can do with her. And also, she's earned it. She deserves it, right? And they have that tendency now of, if somebody's hot, if somebody's over, if the crowd wants to see that person, they will put that title on that person, or they will put them in a high-level program, or they will do something with them where they actively push them. WWE is not in the habit of ignoring the crowds anymore. They're listening, they're watching, and they're adjusting accordingly. And I think with Stephanie, I think it's the time, like it's the right moment to do this with her. And you can just have her in her year and in WWE's year as the champion and take her into Royal Rumble and potentially WrestleMania as the champion and just cement her as one of the foundation pieces in the division. So I'm going with Stephanie.
I'm going with Stephanie. You're running the 8-ball?
I'm running the 8-ball. So 8-ball. Stephanie?
The number.
Right. The number.
The number.
As we wait for to, I do this once a month. What do you want from me? Stephanie?
There. Better. I'll run the wheel. We're going to run the wheel.
Yeah, run the wheel.
Wrestler 1.
So that's Io.
That's Io. Okay. Let me pop out the chat and bring it over to the other screen and see if it likes it better over here. So 8-ball, Io, Outlook good. Okay. Up next, we have a returning Cody Rhodes to take on Drew McIntyre for the singles, or for the undisputed WWE Championship. And now everybody can stop bitching because the title hasn't been defended in 30 days. Are you all satisfied? He's back. He's going to defend it. Are we good now?
Been gone a month.
I'm just...
He's gone... 1 month, he was gone. That's it.
But people were complaining. They were bitching. Rock, he hadn't defended the title in over 30 days. He should be stripped of that title because, you know, he hasn't defended it. Y'all can't see my face right now, but I'm giving you the look. Isn't this what everybody wanted? That Cody be the eternal champion and, you know, all that jazz? Like, isn't this what everybody wanted?
But then he went to Hollywood to film a movie. Went to Australia to film a movie. He's Hollywood Cody now.
Oh, God.
This should be really good. I'm curious. This is, hey, we're building up Drew, and then we're going to have Drew lose type match. But that's what you do with top heels. They get built up to lose to the baby faces. This is an easy Cody win, especially on a feel-good show. Cody wins. I don't know if you get to a rematch, because, again, we're unsure what Crown Jewel is going to be. But I got Cody winning and retaining the title. It'll be a really good match. The story is Drew took out Cody, put him through the bottom of a table, and then here we are. Cody went to film a movie. That's your storyline.
Ta-da!
That's where we're at. So I got Cody.
You got Cody? I'm going to second that. I mean, as much as I love Drew, as much as I would love to see him win and be champion again, I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're going to keep it on Cody. It's perfectly fine as it is right now. And I wouldn't be surprised if Cody doesn't finish out the year as the champion. heading into Royal Rumble. So yeah, I'm going to say Cody wins. Cody retains.
You know what to do?
I know what to do. Eight ball. Drew, you stubborn son of a... Do the wheel.
Wrestler one.
Cody.
Cody. All right. Eight ball. Cody? God damn.
It is certain for Cody.
Is there really
Rhodes.
Any need to... Do I have to ask you twice? Are you going to be like this all night?
It said it is certain. Yes, you're going to have to ask it twice. So it's just the way it is. It's eight ball.
Being difficult. All right. Up next, we have our four-way. Not that kind, although it's entirely possible, even though one person said it might not happen. We have CM Punk and AJ Lee taking on Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch in a mixed tag match.
So
this should be really entertaining. Go ahead.
So to make keep people up on what the comment you made. So on SportsCenter, AJ said she's very unpredictable. Anything can happen. A four-way kiss could happen, or she'd just bite Becky's face off. CM Punk said he overheard his wife mention the four-way kiss. Four-way kiss, not going to happen. He was just making sure everyone knew. Wasn't going to happen.
Four-way, four-way.
Anyway, this, I assume, is your main event now of the show. One would assume.
It would have to be.
Now that Brock and Cena's going on first. Because I don't know, Cody. Maybe they, unless there's a big angle for Cody. I don't know. Anyway, well, maybe you put Cody on last. Yeah, you might put this in the middle.
Yeah, I would put it smack dab in the middle.
If this doesn't mean
have
event,
Cody
put
and
this,
Drew closed.
Yeah, you put this in the middle. Take a little pressure off AJ, even though that's I don't know. We'll see. This could also be the main event. We'll see on Saturday. This is AJ's first match back in 10 years. She doesn't know what she's going to be. She doesn't know how she's going to react to bumping a lot. They've been probably working on this match for a little bit now. Probably Rollins mm-hmm. to school. They've been probably doing some stuff, figuring this all out. She will be ready. There'll be a lot of Rollins and Punk carrying the majority of it, just so AJ can get her legs in. But she'll have some really good spots. She'll probably even interact with Seth Rollins. Probably take him out with put him in the widow the not the that's Victoria's finisher. What's her
Black
what's
Widow.
Name? Black Widow. Because I thought Widow's Peak too. Because Victoria and. That's not true. By the way, Victoria now available in WWE 2K25. Ding.
Ding.
But you put him in the Black Widow and see him square or do some sort of move that would and probably get some Becky and Punk interaction because it's men versus men, women versus women, but you'll see some accidental interactions just because it pops the crowd. Having AJ pin Becky or Punk pin Rollins is the best scenario because that sets up ultimately future championship opportunities. For either party. It also puts the heat back on the heels to get some revenge coming out of it because this is not a one and done story. This is just the continuation the continuation of the long story that's already been told and AJ's inclusion. So it would make from a booking standpoint not to make a disqualification out of the match like some people told us about. You have a clean finish with a clean winner. And my brain's leaning to Punk and AJ at the moment. What about you?
Y'all, for the first time in 10 years, we are going to see AJ Lee wrestle. I don't care how much we get. We're going to see it. And we've all been very vocal about how much this means to us in terms of her returning and her in terms of her willing to be back in the ring again. This is a big deal to everybody. This is huge. And I think this match in particular is one of the highlights, if not the highlight of the show. On a pretty stacked card, this is the match that I think a lot of people are going to be there for. Because again, it is AJ Lee's first match back in 10 years. And we don't know what she's going to be, but I promise you she's going to be something because I imagine like you, to reiterate what you said, she's been working on this match. They probably all have been to figure it out to give us the best possible thing that they can give us because given everybody else that's involved in this match, I would expect nothing less to make sure it is absolutely top tier, if not show stealing. In terms of what they're going to do. Do I think they're going to get wild and crazy and break out the tables and the chairs and whatnot? Probably not. Could there be some shenanigans? Yeah, I fully expect there to be shenanigans in this match. It makes sense for there to be shenanigans in this match. But I don't think they will be enough to cause a DQ. And if they do a DQ, I'm trying to figure out a way to phrase this. If they do a DQ, to me, that is a mistake. You don't have Seth and AJ win by default. You don't do it that way. Give the people what they want. They want to see AJ and Punk win. Let them see AJ and Punk win. Give that to us. Let us have that. We've waited for this long enough. let us have the win. It makes sense to send the crowd happy with this match in that sense. Now, you can have Seth and Becky beat them up afterwards. That's fine. Or you can have the Bronze come out and beat them up afterwards. That's fine, right? Like, you can do that. That's okay. Because that balances. But, like, in terms of the match itself, give AJ the win. And Punk too. Give AJ and Punk the win here. Make the crowd happy. Make everybody happy. Let us see the victory. Like, if you try to do something shocking, or if you try to do, like, a DQ finish, or you try to have them lose, that's not going to have the effect or the impact that you think it's going to have. It's going to piss a lot of people off, and people are probably going to wash their hands of this. Because it's like, because now you've put Punk and AJ in the deficit, and now they have to get that back. And you may not get that back. That's the thing. Like, this is such, at least from this standpoint, right now where this story is, it's such an easy story to tell. Where you have Punk and AJ pick up the victory. Seth and Becky are pissed. They're bitter. They come back. They come for their revenge. And then you can split the pair off to their respective feuds with Becky and AJ and Punk and Rollins. And you do what you're going to do there. And then you have them kind of interchange after that if you need to. But, like, for this match, for this moment, just do the thing. Just give AJ and Punk the win. Just do it. Okay, please. Please. Don't be weird. Hunter, whoever's booking this, don't make this weird. I'm going to go with Punk and AJ. That makes sense to me in my head.
Logical outcome. The feel-good outcome is AJ and Punk winning this match.
Especially with what's opening the show. Give us the feel-good moment. Okay.
And I think even in that, we'll get the feel-good moment. But big show, big stars.
Considering who's in that match.
Yes. But also, ESPN feel-good moment. This is a highlight. AJ's win. You can write the SportsCenter highlight. Headline off of AJ Lee wins first match back in 10 years. Here's your SportsCenter highlight right there.
Yeah, it writes itself. And then she does all the press of her and Punk together, and they're a cute, adorable couple. And you could have Seth and Becky beat them up in the interview, or you have a confrontation in the interview, and they ruin that moment for her. Like, it's really easy to recover Seth and Becky versus Punk and AJ. You're going to have a more difficult time if they lose.
It's really simple because even if you do, it's just really simple storytelling. Just have them win.
Yeah.
And the heels get their heat back on Monday.
Yeah. Just do the thing. Just it's so easy. It writes itself. With that 8-ball, Punk and AJ? You whore.
You ass.
It said very, very doubtful. Go to your room.
Wrestler 2.
Corner.
Wrestler 2, which is
Seth and Becky. The inanimate objects are being naughty. Go to your room. Both of you. Don't come out until the next match.
What's next?
Up next, we have the Usos reunited at last, and it feels so good. Jay and Jimmy taking on the Bronze. Bronson Reed and Bron Breakker in a regular tag match. It's kind of interesting. None of these have a step. These are all just straight up.
Lots of referee's discretion. Probably will happen.
It's Brent's favorite thing.
But they don't need a... None of the matches need a step.
True. Very true. That would be overbooking. But it's just a curious observation, that's all. That it's like, nothing has a step on it. Interesting.
You're booking championship matches. You're booking straight up fights. You really don't need anything extra. This was a solid match. Just put this on second. Get the crowd to yeet on, and you can show that a highlight. Usos haven't tagged up in a couple of years. It's been a hot minute since they've been together. I look at it and go, it makes sense for the Vision to win. Because on a show that's going to be heavily babyface, and there's already some conflict between the Usos, and there's an LA Knight factor that could play into it. I could see Jay's overconfidence kick in, and it cost them this match, giving the Bronze a win. I think it's kind of where we're at with it. I think you let Jay's ego, which is inflating lately, kind of cost them and give the heel a win on a show that's going to be dominated by babyface win.
I'll second all of that. Jay and Jimmy are not on the same page yet. There's still issues, mainly Jay's ego, but also there are other lingering issues, which we talked about on Monday between the two, resulting from the bloodline and everything else. So they're not quite together like they used to be. And that will play a factor, especially in a very strongly united tag team in the Bronze. And I think that both Bronson and Braun will use that to their advantage. I think they'll use it as a way to pick Jay and Jimmy apart, and they'll be able to take them down as a result, which will lead to further tension between the twins. As you also said, LA Knight could play a factor, although I don't know if he will or not. I kind of don't want shenanigans in this one, at least in terms of outside interference. I think you can have the four men in the ring tell the story and it will be fine. But it depends on where you're going with this in terms of Jay and Jimmy. Like, are you going to have them stay together as a tag team, or are you going to have them kind of split apart again, but on more amicable terms, and Jimmy becomes a contender for Jay, where it's, oh, well, you got your title, now I want mine. You know, you've got your yeet and you've got your over, and you were in WrestleMania and you got to bring the title home. You got to do all these great things, right? Well, you left me behind. Now I want mine, right? So I think you can tell that story. I think you could do it just fine without them being involved, but I would see the bronze win here just to keep them strong, just to keep them looking good, especially if you're going to have Seth and Becky lose. The bronze need to win.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the bronze. You're going with the bronze. Is 8-Ball going with the bronze?
8-Ball, the bronze. Do the wheel.
Wrestler 2.
I believe that's the bronze. Wrestler 2.
The bronze are the wrestler 2. Okay. 8-Ball, the Usos. Don't count on it. It's going with the bronze. It's a clean sweep. So congratulations to the Usos on winning the match. And last, but certainly not least, a match that some of us, not all, I don't think anyone on this call, are looking forward to is John Cena versus Brock Lesnar one last time.
I'm looking forward to the match. What do you think of him is whatever. I'm looking forward to the match, but that's not what I want to talk about. LOL, okay, John. LOL, John. Mm-hmm. But I was doing the math earlier,
mm-hmm.
and we're down to 6. Appearances left. So mm-hmm. let's count them. He's going to be at WrestlePalooza. That's 1.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be in Perth. So that's 2. He's going to be mm-hmm. in New York in November for Raw. He's going to be in Boston in November, right?
Right.
So that's what, 4?
That's 4 right there. So he has 2 left in theory.
Survivor Series is 5. And then his last match is number 6. How are we getting to Perth?
Via satellite.
I was curious about this. I was curious because there's 6 left. And I thought of this mm-hmm. before I heard about what was said on Pat McAfee where it's the opener. I thought about this the other day. I was like, huh, you're making this a big show. Headlines galore should be coming out of it. And John needs a Perth opponent. You got to do the angle here, right?
Yeah.
What's John doing in Perth?
That's a Brock again? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't think you do Brock. I don't think you do it twice. You don't need to do it twice.
I think the question is who's left on the John Cena retirement tour, right? Because you had him pass the torch to Cody already. He's fighting Brock. So who in this final run is it going to be? Because you have to set up Perth, and then you have to set up whoever's going to finish. Right? Like you have to do that.
Right. He's going to get, he'll wrestle, he's going to wrestle in either Boston or New York. I would think he wrestles in both.
Probably.
And he do a because he wrestled Sammy a couple weeks ago. But you got to have an angle here, right?
You almost have to, yeah. Because unless Cena has agreed to more appearances to get them there.
Nope. There's no more agreed upon. He's not doing anything extra. He's counting it down. There's nothing extra on the books, which makes his last match weird because you're gonna have to do something at Survivor Series to set up the last match because he's not the fact that he's. I think this show is cost him one of the appearances. But there's nothing. There's no big promo to set up the final match. There's no setup. So unless for Perth, he wins this match against Brock, and then someone comes out on TV and just challenges him to Perth. And they just say, we've got word that it will be John Cena versus so-and-so at Crown Jewel in Perth, which is what they could do. But it's
the
like...
The question is who is it?
Not AJ Styles. They've gone on record saying it's not him. I don't know. They're like, apparently, we were supposed to... until he screwed up his feet, it was going to be RVD and John Cena at one point. They were talking about redoing that. That would have been fun.
No,
but it would have been. It would have been a nice callback as a match earlier in the year. It would have been with a whole one-night stand return. But they can't. He can't do that now because he's fucked up his feet. So that's the big question: is your big marks are Survivor Series, the final match, and Perth are the premium events, and he needs opponents. For Survivor Series, you can always throw him in the War Games and kind of
Yeah, that works.
put him on a team. But for the final match, there needs to be something. But for Perth and for the big show on ESPN, it's like you gotta kind of like set up an opponent. One would assume, and I don't know who you call back,
because you need somebody who can carry it, right? Like you need someone that if John's not going to be there, they have to carry the feud, and they have to do all the talking.
And you said Roman.
Yeah, Roman can talk.
When's Roman there? And Roman's filming a movie. Cody did his part. Now Roman's doing his part. But Roman's got the vision. Roman's with the bronze. That's his return bit. He's not. I don't think we get.
Look, I am trying very, very, very hard not to say the one that I want. Okay,
say it. Say the one you want. Put it out there.
The Wyatt Six.
That would have worked. But it's not on that brand.
That's easily fixed.
No, it's not, because they're the tag champs of that brand. You can't. We're not going to get.
Unless
it's Bo. We're not going to get that.
But they could.
They could. We're not going to get it. He's now a Raw guy, so that's be a Raw person. It's not The Rock, because Rock's filming is dropped like a
We
lot
don't need
of
three
weight.
Times in a lifetime.
If Rock was Rock, Final Boss Rock, in shape for like Final Boss, yeah. Rock dropped like 50 pounds, 60 pounds. He lost the muscle for a movie role.
I mean, good for him, number one, but two, yeah, no, that's not going to work. We don't need skinny Dwayne for this.
I don't know who you do.
Oh God, hold on, let me pull up.
Raw roster doesn't give you. It does. Unless they're bringing back someone for this. I don't know who you bring back, but
I mean, you kind of brought back the big one in Brock, right? So, like, unless you bring somebody up.
No,
from...
they're not. Drew's a SmackDown guy, so they're not going to go Drew. And Drew's in the world title program, so I wouldn't. They could go Drew, and maybe Drew's the final opponent, but I don't think that. The name could be Gunther. You can have Gunther return for Perth.
Yeah, Gunther would be good.
You set up Gunther Cena for Perth, and have Gunther return, and Gunther could be the guy carrying it on television.
Oh,
he would
God.
Be. But he would be the good enough to drag it out on television for 2 weeks.
Okay, this is random. What about The Miz?
So, let's go back to the original statement. John Cena's a Raw guy. Not going to get The Miz. Miz is also
Again, that,
a
is...
Miz is in a developing feud with Carmella Hayes. Partnership feud. There's a story there. So, Miz is tied up.
Sheamus?
You could call back Sheamus and John Cena. You could run that back. But Sheamus also seems like a guy you would have the match on Raw, not in Perth. I don't know. It's
Would
just,
you could...
just a weird thought that you put out there. It's like, huh, what do you do? Who do you have to fight? Do you set up the angle? Or is it just as simple as I said? So-and-so comes out on television and challenges John Cena, then you get... We have learned that John Cena has agreed to face so-and-so at Perth, at Crown Jewel. Could be
the
that
The thing
simple.
Is Perth will have to be a name.
That's why it was kind of not on Sheamus.
Well, I mean, Sheamus is a name. You could do it. Like,
but Sheamus is more of a Raw match. Sheamus is a Raw match. Sheamus is also babyface.
The issue...
So kind of, that doesn't...
Well, you could just have them fight for fighting's sake. Like, that's what Sheamus does.
But that's why it's kinda... that's why it's a Raw match. That's more of a... Let's fight tonight rather than a three-week Perth build.
I mean, honestly, you could just not build it and just have Sheamus walk out and be in Perth and be like, hey, you want to go? And Cena's like, all right.
Nah, you got it. You got it. You gotta have something. Little something. You got TV.
I think the issue... What the fuck happened to Andre Chase? Holy shit.
He lost the school, so he got... They got it back, but he lost the school, so that's his down and dump image.
God damn
it. He went broke.
Because I see, like, potential matches. The problem is they're all SmackDown people. So I think the question... Like, the issue is that, especially for the last match... Which is, I think, Perth in the last match are really the most pressing, because you sort of solve Survivor Series. You just chuck him in War Games and he does War Games. And the only way I can see that you set up the last match is it's somebody in War Games. And that's how you do it. And it's...
Right. And I'm gonna interrupt. You could, like, if they didn't tease it on Monday, Rusev could have been your guy.
Oh, God,
for Perth.
I don't want it. Oh, God,
but
I don't want it.
But there's a story connection there. You could
there's
have,
a
like,
story connection there, but I don't want it.
You don't have to want it. It could have just been the thing to get you the perk. But he went it. He did it. But he has a dude. He has a direction with the Intercontinental title. So maybe it's Dominic.
I wonder.
Who knows?
Oh my God, that'd be hilarious. It all boils down to for the final opponents, are they going to be throwbacks, or is Cena going to put people over on the way out? Especially the final opponent. Like, is he going to do the thing? And I don't know, since he gave Cody the rub, right? Like, he handed the title back over to Cody. You know, he passed the torch. He did the whole thing, right? So now it's whoever gets John Cena's last match, because it's not even the story that they're going to tell of, I'm going to retire John Cena. I'm going to be the one to do it. It's, this is his last appearance. He's quitting regardless of whether he wins or loses. So there's no stakes in that, which means whoever does it, like whoever does the last match with him, the best they got is, I was John Cena's final opponent, which is kind of sort of like almost a babyface thing. No, they've already done Logan Paul. It's more of a babyface thing versus a heel thing, right? Because the heel thing is, I was John Cena's last opponent. I beat him center of the ring and retired him, right? Like, that's the heel tactic versus the more, I was John Cena's last opponent and it didn't matter because he was leaving regardless. So, like, it's whoever gets the final match, it's the question of, will it be somebody up and coming from NXT? Will it be somebody that maybe needs a boost on the roster? Or is it going to be that throwback match of somebody that he's faced in the past or faced adjacent, because some people are no longer with us, and they'll do that as the send-off. I want the Wyatt Six, though. I know you said they're SmackDown, but god damn it, I want the Wyatt Six, because they could tell the story and it would be amazing. Because you could
there. It's not happening. Sorry, it's not happening.
It could. Just hear me out.
It's not happening. You're going to get your hopes up. It's not. They're not doing it. They've changed direction. They've changed the direction. It's not going to give you the feels, the closure you want. Your closure happened on a soundstage at WrestleMania. That was your closure.
I know that. But just, if you're gonna do it, right? Like, because they could use the boost.
That's it. I got
where
it.
So
I asked a question. I asked a question on Sunday. What is a move they could be? He could pull out during a match. Sister Abigail, uh-huh, to pay tribute to Bray. That's the move he has to pull
there
out
in
one of his upcoming matches, the Sister Abigail. Anyway, continue.
He could do it. He could totally do it. But no, you could set it up where you just have the Wyatt Six haunting Cena, right? Like, they haunt him Saturday, they haunt him in Perth, and they just continue to haunt him because that is the ghost. They're just his ghost or whatever. And then you could do, like, Cena has to get up a group to face the Wyatt Six at War Games, because you could get away with a SmackDown versus Raw feud at War Games. You could do that. And then you take it into whatever the final match is. Somebody turns on Cena or some shit like that. I don't know. But, like, be a way to get it there. Let me have my copium. Let me have this.
No, sorry. It's not.
Do you see what he does, chat? He's not even letting me have this. He's being
because
mean.
It's not realistic.
I never said it was realistic. It doesn't need to be realistic. It's fucking wrestling.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen. There are unrealistic things, and then there's unrealistic things that there's no chance of actually happening. This one's not happening. I don't want you to get your hopes up.
My hopes are not going to get up. I'm just, I want it. I want to see it. That's why. Like, my hopes do not get up for wrestling anymore. I've learned. I've watched the shit long enough to know better. So, like, they're not there. But it's just, if you're going to tell the story, if you need to fill the space and you need to fill the void, that's a way you could do it. Because, again, whoever these last opponents are, they have to carry the feud. Because Cena is not going to physically be there. So the challenges are going to happen at the shows that he's at. And then the feud's going to have to be carried by an individual for 3 weeks or 4 weeks, whatever the gap is. And then he's going to show up and they're going to fight. It's going to suck because he's going to be doing, like, stuff via satellite or backstage promo, because they're going to have to film all the backstage promos.
No, he's not.
While he's there.
They're not going to do that. He's not going to appear on television, and he's
that makes it even
more
fine.
I know.
Social, throw it up on social.
What you get is when he's live. That's what you get, because they could have done that before, but they never do that with him.
Well, they've kind of written themselves into a corner. Then, like, I don't know. Like, if you're not going to have him there, and you're not going to have him do backstage promos, I don't know how you get him there unless he's not at Survivor Series.
He's promoted for Survivor Series. But you can also build to the final match on the build to Survivor Series because he is there for two TVs. So you set up both. If he's a part of War Games, you can also set up the final match in that direction. Anyway, I think we do some. They should do an angle to spin it all back. There should be an angle at WrestlePalooza to make a moment, make a Sports Center. Again, ESPN's there. You're gonna have you want a John Cena win, and then a John Cena setup because they gotta promote Perth at Crown Jewel. So it would make sense to do something, unless they do the. Cena just agrees to a match after the fact, but I would have a surprise return because we got five matches, probably a 3+ hour show on ESPN Unlimited on the app. They're gonna have something. They gotta have a headline. They gotta have something. So I think we get maybe we get a Gunther return. We get something to kind of spark. I was more big on a bigger return if this was the main event and you close the show with a stare down. Since it's first, I'm more leaning towards they don't have the angle and they do just someone challenges and Cena agrees. But if I was booking, I would have the angle. Anyway, the match. Brock and Cena. Cena wins. Lol. Right?
We got around talking about the entire match. Nothing about the match. It will be fine. It will be fine. I don't know about this one. This is the one that I feel like you could do the DQ in to give John the protected win.
No, you
but
don't.
You leave Brock. No. Brock's not going to lay down for John. Come on.
You don't.
It's Brock.
I did this argument with Tim. You don't do a DQ finish on the first ESPN show. It's bad booking.
I said you could. I'm not saying they're going to. I said you could get away with it. But it's no, Brock.
Yeah,
it's Brock.
But Brock loses. It's what he's known for right now.
I don't know.
How many times did he lose to Roman? Think about it.
I'm trying. I don't remember.
How many times did he lose to Cody? Twice. Lost to Roman a bunch. Brock loses more than he wins. Brock's a 50-50 win record right now.
I guess. I don't know.
Feel good moment. Cena wins. Lol.
Yeah, I know. But it's fucking Brock.
Then pick him. Pick him.
No, I don't want to pick him. That's the point.
Then Cena wins, lol. That's your pick. Say it with your chest. Cena wins, lol.
Cena wins, lol.
What about the April?
Cena wins, lol. See?
It says nope. It says Brock. Wheel.
Wrestler 1.
Cena.
There you go. That's WrestlePalooza.
That is WrestlePalooza. Yes. And if you want to put your picks in, you can.
You got till mid-afternoon. Speaking of picks, Lindsay has to make more picks this weekend.
No!
Because before, WrestlePalooza is all out. Because they got scared off. But that's our show.
I was seriously hoping you wouldn't remember that you forget about that. But that is our show. So you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
If you are not here this morning or this afternoon, check out the VOD of Come On Get the Train. Ride the Train. Come On Ride the Train. It's all available. Go watch it. It's fun. But Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. is another edition of CB Radio. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday at Wrestle Talk Radio to review WrestlePalooza. Monday, when Raw ends, around 9:30 this week. We'll have to talk about it. And we'll be back next Thursday night to talk about WrestlePalooza on the Rack at 10 p.m. Eastern. It's Rack Radio Show on social media and wherever you get your podcasts. Search Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com. It's Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime. Link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple button below the screen. You can use career code RockTalk or
Lynn's in Warbed.
In the Fortnite item shop, Epic Game Store when you buy the Batmobile. Genshin, Honkai Star Rail, or Madden, or anything else, because we are
#Hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimbaLynn's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lynn's Ward 0. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, You can head over to Matt's channel, mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. Go like, subscribe, and tell him we said hi, because he's amazing and awesome, and we love Matt. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.